The House and Senate return to Juneau today to begin the fourth week of the first 30-day special session of the year. Members have given no indication that they are any closer to settlement of the few remaining issues. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Lawmakers relieved a lot of pressure on Friday by passing the operating budget for next year. That now leaves only two issues to resolve this special session: passing what's become a contentious capital projects budget and authorizing the Coastal Management Program to prevent it from closing its doors this year. There's no visible progress towards reaching conclusions on either subject, however. Legally, the session has until Tuesday the 17th before it's required to adjourn, but that limit presumes there are goals that members want to reach. This year, there's been no definition of success. The Senate 2 weeks ago even suggested a cooling-off period until late this summer or early fall to complete the capital budget. The House rejected that idea, however. All the inactivity this month has led individual members to anticipate an earlier de facto deadline: this coming Saturday, rather than Tuesday of next week. Saturday is when either the House or Senate can adjourn from the session and not be bound by the constitutional prohibition against more than a 3-day absence. On Saturday or later, neither the House nor Senate can be forced to return to the session, effectively ending the process. Until then, members are still privately negotiating the divisive points, but they're also stiffening their positions. The House and Senate both are trying to affect public opinion, too. The House Energy Committee Friday and Saturday reviewed the energy projects in the capital budget. No legislative action was tied to 8 hours of educational hearings. The House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday will also hold an educational session, discussing the contingency language in the budget that would prevent the governor from using his simple line item veto. That issue is at the heart of the division between the House and Senate this year. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.